This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in on this very, very busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to tell you the latest on what happened with the New York City pipe bomb explosion. We're also going to give you the latest on what's been going on with the fires and what health risks are going to persist for weeks, if not months, due to all the smoke in the surrounding areas and surrounding states. We also have Viagra going generic today, it appears. So I think everybody's happy and lining up at the, you know, you thought Apple, the Apple stores had lines out the wazoo. No, no, no. You should see the pharmacies. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how there's this this is really sad. We have 26 babies who drank contaminated infant formula. We'll tell you what's going on with that as they're fearing salmonella. And we'll tell you about what's the latest going on with the flu season today. And it's been a very, very busy day. But I'm going to be honored. We're going to have Dr. Aditi Santatinia come on talking about sexual assault that she sees in her patients. She's a gynecologist, but also what's been happening with teenagers that nobody seems to be talking about in the news. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's get you guys the latest, okay? A man wearing a homemade pipe bomb detonated his explosive in a walkway at the Port Authority bus terminal near Times Square on Monday. This is being reported by CNN, New York Times, everywhere. And it injured three people and caused some major, major chaos. Authorities called the explosion at the terminal at 42nd and 8th. So 42nd Street and 8th Avenue, a, quote, attempted terrorist attack. Police identified the suspect, who was still alive, injured but still alive, as Akayed Ula, 27 years old. Now, they believe this attack appears to be isolated. He was hurt by the explosion and is in custody. There's been some discussion that the pipe bomb detonated too early, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. From what we understand, Ula is of Bangladeshi descent, lives in Brooklyn, according to two law enforcement sources. The type of device was a, quote, low-tech explosive device attached to his body, which he intentionally detonated. Police Commissioner James O'Neill said the device, a pipe bomb, was attached to Ula with Velcro and zip ties. There'll probably somebody help, according to NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism. I've never been able to tie zip ties on myself. That's why I assumed there was somebody else that, you know, set it up. And that's the way it's always done in the movies, if you see. Yeah. So my guess is this was, we got a cell somewhere in New York City. We probably have multiple. And they, all right, this is what you do. Let's get you tied up, get you ready to go. You could do this. You could do this. You're going to be a martyr. And unfortunately, it detonated. Thank God no deaths. All right. According to a senior New York law enforcement official and a city official being briefed, Ula told police he made the device at his workplace. We don't know where he works, though. Governor Andrew Cuomo added during a news conference, anyone can go on the internet and download garbage and vileness on how to put together an amateur-level explosive device. That's a reality we live with. That's true. So Ula is now at Bellevue Hospital. He's being treated for lacerations and burns to his hands and abdomen, according to New York City Fire Department Commissioner Daniel Negro said. Other injuries have been minor. We have two victims at Mount Sinai West and one at Mount Sinai Queens, and they are being treated for headaches and ringing in the ears. suspect affiliations, they say, according to CNN. They are unclear if Ulla is linked to any terror organization, but when asked if Ulla was connected to ISIS, O'Neill responded only that Ulla did make statements, but we will not talk about that. So, and, you know, again, with a lot of these, just like what happened with the Harvest 91 festival, you know, ISIS took immediate responsibility, but then they said, well, of course they want to take responsibility. That was, you know, it was cheap for them. They didn't even do it, and then they could claim responsibility. So we got to really, you know, I understand how they have to, you know, they don't want to be too quick to jump to that. They said the blast detonated Daniel Negro from New York City Fire Department Commissioner had said that two victims are at Mount Sinai West, one at Mount Sinai Queens. The blast detonated about 7:20 a.m. Eastern Time in an underground walkway connecting two subway lines. There are still disruptions on the 7th and 8th Avenue lines, as well as a shuttle between Grand Central Station and Times Square, but they think that service is going to be restored by rush hour. So, even though Mayor Bill de Blasio called the incident an attempted terrorist attack, Police Commissioner James O'Neill called it a terror-related incident. And then Governor Andrew Cuomo said the device that was used was low-tech. So right now, they don't believe there's any credible or specific threats or unified or synchronized attacks as of yet. The A, C, and E subway lines have all been evacuated. The subway entrance on 8th Avenue has been closed. So commuters, obviously, were probably just, I mean, they've been through so much in New York, you know, the World Trade Center first bombing, then the second, the bombing in 1993, and then again in 2001, the Times Square car running people over, truck, this is why New Yorkers are tough. By the way, speaking of tough, did you see the commissioner, was it the commissioner who handled the press conference? I think Donald Trump, I think every politician should take some advice from how New York City handled the press conference. They shut, I mean, if they didn't want to answer a question or they weren't ready to answer the question, they shut it down. We don't have that answer yet. Next. It happened at 7:20 a.m. Next. I mean, boy, did they handle the press. This is one of the first times in a very, very long time I saw actually the speaker handle the press, right, and choreograph what the conversation was going to go, how it was going to go, as opposed to the press interrupting and forcing their question out. I got to tell you, they kept the press in line. I was very impressed. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Patrick, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in the news the last few weeks, and we are going to see more of the tsunami as it progresses. We've been talking about sexual harassment, sexual assault, warning signs, and just everything that's been happening to people, you know, and some of these people that we thought would never fall, like Harvey Weinstein or even Anthony Weiner. I mean, my gosh, that guy was running around, like, doing whatever he was doing in his BVDs, and nothing really seemed to happen until now. President Trump has been accused again. And I thought what would be a phenomenal guest is gynecologist Dr. Aditi Sanatinia. She joins us. She practices in Las Vegas, Nevada. And she has a lot that she can offer because she sees women every day undergoing this, especially teenagers. Aditi, Dr. Sanatinia, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you being here.
Good morning, Dahlia. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Good. Well, you know, gosh, you know, your job must be very, very difficult. I mean, first, have you seen in your patient practice a rise in sexual assault or harassment?
Well, I just want to backtrack a little bit. I'm not currently practicing, but I have practiced for almost 18 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what I was not prepared for in my training was the amount of assault cases that I would be dealing with teenagers. I think as a professional, I had to kind of learn on the job and how to, and I think it really is the tip of the iceberg, meaning there were probably a lot of teenagers I saw who didn't even admit to it. And also being on the receiving end of someone who is listening to the story being told for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very complicated situation. And our setting has to be set up for that as well, which I wasn't prepared for, meaning teenagers are coming in and the medical office setting is very hectic. There's a lot going on, but really they need a safer space in which they can tell their stories.
That's a good point, Dr. Sanatinia.
You know, so
it's very rushed.
Really new for me. I had no idea I'd be getting involved with this.
Yeah.
And
no, you make a good point. You know, these teenagers that come in, you know, they're with their parents, and so many times they don't want to, you know, talk in front of them, or they're with their brother and sister coming and getting a school physical. It seems rushed. They're in a hurry. The doctor seems to be in a hurry. And, we really don't offer a type of, quote-unquote, safe space where they feel they can talk to a doctor, and especially if they've only met us, this is the first time they're meeting us.
Right. And so one of the things that I kind of developed over time, you know, initially as I was trained, it's like, okay, you meet someone for the first time, you do their pap smear, you do their exam. And I really didn't feel comfortable with that, especially since so many of our patients coming in may have had abuse before. So
right.
I feel like the first time they come in, the new exam, we need to just talk to them and give them the choice to have an exam. Sometimes parents are bringing in teenagers saying, I want them examined. No, the teenager should have that choice, not the parent. And
exactly.
I've had to argue with parents saying, look, she doesn't want the exam today. We can do it a month later. We can do it 3 weeks later. Give her the choice. So
agreed.
I think just from the outset, I feel like we start off wrong.
You know, that's a good point.
So I think we have to remember that when a teenager is coming into the office for GYN care, it can trigger their previous experiences.
Absolutely.
And we're just not designed for that. I mean,
nope. We
really need to look at our setting. And some of the reasons why patient wait times are so long, because every day something gets thrown at me where someone is like, oh, I'm being abused, or this is happening, and you need to sit and listen. You need to put everything on hold. This might be the first time they're telling you. But my experiences have been, you know, in terms of working with other, like working with Child Protective Services or working with Metro, anytime Metro has come in to talk to these teenagers, my experience has actually been quite good. The people that come in and deal with the teenagers, they have approached them very well.
You know,
but I think our busy medical setting is not always, sometimes it can depend on the day that you're having in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So this was something that really caught me off guard as I was practicing, because we didn't train for this. You know, I was not trained for this kind of.
Not at all.
Working with these teenagers and listening to their stories and understanding that some of these sexual abuse cases, the predators are family friends, that they've known them for 2 years. You know, a lot of people are unaware of what's going on because it's all confidential, right? Under 18.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we on this, on the professional side, we know a lot of what's going on, but we can't really talk about it because it's confidential.
Right.
One of the things that concerns me is that you have, in Las Vegas, you have schools which are not in sync with parents' work schedules. So you have schools which are having teenagers wake up and go to school at 7 in the morning. They're done by 1. Parents are not getting home from work until 5.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a window where parents cannot protect their teenagers.
Yep, yep.
And also, the American Academy of Pediatrics is completely against teenagers starting classes at 7.
Mm-hmm. They want later start
times. So I think we need to start looking at this issue. And it is, it's hidden for a reason. We want to protect the identity of the teenagers. But on the other hand, we have to start a discussion about it in a way that doesn't jeopardize anybody's identity.
We're talking to Dr. Aditi Sanatini, a gynecologist who's practiced over 18 years in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, Dr. Sanatini, another thing that nobody talks about, and most women will still take this secret to the grave, many of us lost our virginity not by choice. We thought would only go first base, maybe second base at the most, and it happened. And in the true definition of that, it's assault. But you have a lot of girls who feel guilty that they were in that kissing and heavy petting situation such that they feel like, well, if it happened, they deserved it. How do you approach the teenage patient who lost her virginity not by choice, but, feel, you know, how do you deal with those situations?
Well, I don't have hours to spend with them, unfortunately, and I think my job, where I am, I'm more of, you know, I will refer them on to psychologists or other professionals. I think it takes a team, honestly.
Right.
But my thing is being able to have the time to just listen. Just listening is, I think, the most important thing, and to not act rushed or, you know, to be able to stop what you're doing and say, okay, I'm here to listen. Tell me your story.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Sanatini, I have another question. You know, there's been a lot of controversy on when girls should start pap smears and getting, you know, their gynecological exams. And like you said, it should be their choice. But with the new regulation or the new recommendations from the USPSTF where, you know, not before the age of 21, you know, I'm still unsettled about that.
I don't understand this focus of women's health being linked to the pap smear.
Yeah.
We are so
right.
much, we have so many more issues than the pap smear.
Mm-hmm.
So
but if the child doesn't come in, if the child won't come in till they're 21, you're missing an opportunity to talk to the 14-year-old, the 15-year-old, the 16-year-old. You know, how do we get them in?
There's so many issues. I mean, there's so many things.
STDs.
And I think they need to know that even if that, also, just to introduce them to the concept of this is a place where you can come to talk about your questions and to have your questions answered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also, Vegas is a very international city, so we're dealing with a lot of people from all over the globe. You know, not from
right.
Yeah. So we were also dealing with a lot of cultural issues too.
Exactly. You know,
maybe cultural stigma of just talking about your body or, you know, anything that you're going through, just to be able to talk about yourself is a big step.
And you know,
I don't understand our focus on the pap smear, because that's not, there's so much more to us than our pap smear results, you know?
You know, so one thing I've suggested is we just don't, you know, call them pap smears. We maybe offer, you know, twice or three times a year, you know, visits to somebody who you know. It doesn't have to be the same or a different doctor each time, so that we can start opening the dialogue. Dr. Sanatini, we ran out of time. Thank you again so much. Can't wait to have you back. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dr. X. Have a great day.
You too. All right, guys. When we come back, we'll talk about the wildfire smoke and the health risks. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DEATH-ELLEN.
We'll be right back. So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the California wildfires are now roaring into their second week, and they don't seem to be letting up. From what we understand, the Thomas Fire now has been, I believe it's the biggest fire that has ever been in that aired, I believe it made the record of being the largest fire, the Thomas Fire, within the California, Southern California area. It has burned more than 65,000 acres in 3 days. I believe it was 10% contained. I'm trying to pull up the latest on this. But, actually, the Thomas Fire has now exploded to 230,000 acres. As of 2 hours ago, the San Luis Obispo Tribune has said that it is now the fifth largest in California history. I apologize for not having that. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team still hasn't even shown up to work. I really do not know what to do. My news team, they need to be fired. The producers, the GCN crew is all here and ready to go, but the Dr. Dahlia news team, I don't know what they're hungover. I really don't know. So anyway, I apologize. So 360 square miles as of this morning. We are now being told it is currently 15% contained. So we still have a long way to go. They're pushed by strong Santa Ana winds. There's this very steep, unforgiving terrain, and the fire just keeps expanding. We've had still mass evacuations, schools closed, neighborhoods in flames, roads closed down, and still mandatory and voluntary evacuation orders still in play for a lot of this area. Now, with these wildfires, we have the immediate danger, obviously, to those that could be burned, that, you know, smoke inhalation, asphyxiation, etc. But what about the rest of the residents of California, Nevada, Arizona? All right. Can this wildfire smoke wreak havoc on people's health for long distances, and for how long? Well, wildfire smoke can be extremely dangerous, and this does not bode well for anybody. So, really quickly, what is in wildfire smoke? So, according to the EPA, there could be a whole variety of things. Like, first of all, there could be carbon monoxide. Now, we've talked about carbon monoxide and carbon monoxide poisoning. Carbon monoxide poisoning causes you to fall asleep, and what it does is it competes with oxygen in the blood. It looks like oxygen. So what ends up happening is while your body tissues are expecting and waiting for oxygen, instead it gets this carbon monoxide. And so you end up asphyxiating. You know, many people who die in fires that pass out, they pass out not so much because they feel the, you know, they don't suffocate right then and there and pass out. They may sometimes fall asleep painlessly because the high carbon monoxide content makes them sleepy and weak. And then when they still try to breathe on their own and they don't get enough oxygen, that's when they begin to asphyxiate. You know, with the MGM fire that we had back in the 80s in the hotel, I believe we lost 83 or 86 people. The majority of them were not burned to a crisp by the fire. They were found dead in the stairway because of the smoke and the noxious fumes and the gas that they breathed in. So also in wildfire smoke, you have the carbon dioxide, which is a respiratory byproduct. You have wood particles from the trees. You have formaldehyde, acrolein, which is used as a pesticide, benzene. These are chemicals that we really don't want to get into our lungs. Then all the plastics that you get from everybody's home, asbestos and all the other stuff that happens, because it's not just wildfire smoke. Now it's also homes being burned and schools and plastic chairs, and then just thousands of different respiratory irritants. So according to the EPA, they say smoke is composed of carbon dioxide, water vapor, carbon monoxide, particulate matter, hydrocarbons, and other organic chemicals, nitrogen oxides, trace minerals, and several thousand other compounds. Now, the actual composition of smoke depends on the fuel type, temperature of the fire, wind conditions. There could be varying degrees depending on the vegetation in the wood, of cellulose, lignin, tannins, and other polyphenolics, oils, fats, resins, waxes, starches, etc. Then, not only do you have the basic compounds, but you have the compounds that mutate and denature with the heat. And those could become very toxic and noxious fumes. So what symptoms would individuals experience? Now, if you are away from the fire and you are just, you know, on your way to work in, you know, Canoga Park or whatever, you know, you may not notice anything. But that doesn't mean you're not being exposed. Now, for many people, they will start to feel a cough, wheeze, difficulty breathing, chest pain, mucus production, dizziness, lightheadedness, fatigue, racing heart, palpitations. If you have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD or emphysema, if you have asthma, chronic bronchitis, don't be surprised if, you know, your conditions become exacerbated. Also, heart conditions. Like if you have angina, vasospasm of the coronary artery or chest pain with exertion, if you have cardiac arrhythmias, abnormal heart rhythms, those could act up at this time. Heart attack. Plus, if you're susceptible to any lung infection, like let's say you're a diabetic, etc., this is the time that you may get a lung infection. And what season are we in right now? Flu. So flu season, very deadly. And what's the number one cause of death with flu? Pneumonia. So this couldn't have happened at the worst time, for so many people. Now, you're going to see this term, the PM2.5s. PM2.5s we use a lot when we look at air quality. They're little particles, less than 2.5 micrometers in diameter, that are present in pollution and wildfire smoke that can penetrate really, really deep into the lung linings. You'll also see PM10 particles. Those are 10 micrometers, so they're larger. But any of these particles can impair lung function. They can inflame the lungs. They can interfere with the work of the alveoli. And the little alveoli, I know it looks like ravioli, but it's not. Alveoli is where the gas exchange happens. So alveoli is where the blood that is deoxygenated after going through the body gets exposed to oxygen that the lungs brought in through breathing. And so within the lungs and the alveoli, that's where the gas exchange happens between getting oxygen into the blood. So that after the blood goes through the lungs, it comes back nice and juicy red, empties into the left atrium, goes into the left ventricle, and then can be pumped out everywhere. Now, the alveoli have to allow for transport of oxygen molecules. Well, these 2.5 micrometers in diameter may just be small enough to get through some open pores. Hence, now you're getting these chemicals into the bloodstream. Now, this fine particular matter, we call it, is still not clearly defined as to exactly what it could do. But what we have seen is an association between increased PM2.5 levels and then the increased risk of heart and lung disease. So, if you are already seeing levels of PM2.5s at the 55 micrograms per cubic meter, you're going to start seeing symptoms. And these wildfires, way above 500, 1,000, these wildfires, it just blows the chart. So who's at risk? Well, infants and children, elderly individuals, those with chronic lung disease like asthma, emphysema, heart disease, stroke, those with diabetes because you're more inclined to have a lung infection. If you smoke, pregnant women, those with chronic allergies, and don't forget your pets. Your pets are at risk. So how do you protect yourself from this? Whether you live in Nevada, California, Oregon, Idaho, all right? Got to avoid outdoors until the air quality reports improve. Do not rely on how clear the air looks. You got to listen to wind and air advisories. Try to recirculate the air in your home and car. Keep windows closed. Go to your medical provider now to get any of your heart or lung medications because doctors are going away on vacation. So you don't want to run out of your medications while all this is happening. But be very careful of face masks. You're going to see a lot of face masks being sold as PM2.5 safe. The ones that we doctors will recommend are the ones that are N95 or N100. They do offer some protection against the particulates. But here's the problem. They won't protect you against the formaldehyde or the acrolein or some of these other chemicals. So don't go outside thinking you're all safe wearing this mask when in actuality it's only minimizing some of the exposure. So if you have to go outside, you have to go outside. But if you don't have to, reconsider it. I have this on my website and on my Twitter and Facebook if you need. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Right in the morning. All right. Hope you guys don't have the rocket pneumonia, the boogie-woogie flu, because we really don't have any treatments for that. And no, the Viagra, that is now generic, you cannot run and get. I don't think that's going to help for that. I mean, you can, I guess, run and get your generic Viagra. Viagra prices are going to go down. They used to be $10 a pill. Then with prescriptions, you could get them like a buck a pill, but a lot of people don't have prescription coverage. And they are sick and tired of spending $61 a pill that the prices are currently at now for a 50 milligram or 100 milligram Viagra. So how much is the $61 a pill going to drop? Well, we're being told by ConsumerHealthDay.com that Greenstone is going to sell the generic version for between $30 and $35 a pill. Okay, that's a lot. $30 a pill? So if you want to have sex three times a week, that's $90 a week. That's a lot of money. Yeah, see, luckily for my husband, he would rather save money. It's more satisfying to him to have saved money. Like if I ever find a $5 coupon somewhere, I see a smile on his face I have never seen in bed. I mean, I'm being honest. Either I'm not that good, or he just, he really, really, really likes discounts. And so, a $30, now mind you, okay, Viagra being cut down in price by half is excellent, but still expensive. So Viagra, remember, came on the market in 1998. It was the first drug to treat impotence, Cialis, and Levitra, also two erectile dysfunction medications that came later. Basically, what it does is it helps relax the muscle cells within the penis and the corpus cavernosum to help keep blood engorged there, and inhibits the feedback mechanism that would cause the blood to return, so the blood stays there longer. And with the greater blood flow, the longer the erection, and the longer and more satisfying the sexual experience can be for both male and female. So if Pfizer says the current wholesale price is $61 and a generic will cut it down to $30, it's still significant, but just, I think, still too rich for most of our bloods. They said both these figures represent a price the drug maker charges. A number of variables affect the final cost a consumer pays. So there are going to be markups from pharmacy benefit managers. There could be pharmacy markup, insurance coverage, and copay. So let's say the recommended price. You know how some toys will have manufactured recommended price? And I know the stores hate that because they don't want to look like they overcharge for the toy. But if they bought the toy and now they have to turn around and sell it and they have to advertise, I mean, they are allowed a markup. I mean, you know, pharmacy staff is expensive. Pharmacy techs are expensive. Those little orange pharmacy bottles with the caps that, okay, do you guys remember, remember how easy prescription containers were to open in the 70s and 80s? And then what they did was they came up with real, real difficult to open prescription containers. And nobody could get a prescription open. My grandparents couldn't. My parents couldn't. I would try to use my teeth. Now they are so easy to pop open. I could have a prescription in my purse, and by the end of the day, the pills will be all over the bottom of it. Yeah, so I don't know why we went backwards on that one. But anyway, we did. So getting a decent-sized prescription container costs money, too. So according to Dr. Aaron Katz, chairman of urology at NYU Winthrop Hospital in Mineola, he says cost has been a tremendous issue for patients. Many patients have been unable to obtain the medication since insurance companies don't pay for it, and out-of-pocket costs are astronomical. The hope is that the generics will reduce the cost and patients will have greater access to Viagra, which has been an important medication for healthy men and erectile dysfunction. So, one of you had asked years ago, why wouldn't your insurance company, it was a very interesting email, I need to find it. Why wouldn't insurance companies cover Viagra if the exercise is healthy, having sex is healthy? There was also a study saying the more sex you have, the less, and the more often you masturbate, the less risk of prostate cancer. So you were talking about all the health benefits of sex, and why wouldn't insurance companies pay for it? Okay? And not to accuse anybody of being naive, but insurance companies aren't in business to make sure you, Bob, right, are healthy. That's not their primary drive. Their primary drive, and I'm not accusing them of anything. I mean, just this is basic economics, okay? Basic economics is their primary drive is to make sure they stay in business. Just like a restaurant, all right? Is a huge franchise chain of restaurants, is their primary drive that your tummy feels full? No, that's not their primary drive. Their primary drive is making money. Patient satisfaction helps them make money, but that comes secondary. They have to make money. If you don't make money, you close. If somebody has a nice full tummy, does that keep your doors open? No, unless they're bringing money. Same thing with Viagra. So even though Viagra secondarily may help your heart health, may help your metabolism, help your marriage, etc., that's not their goal. All right, their goal is to make sure their bottom line pleases management. And if Viagra is an expensive drug, and they have to purchase it from the pharmacy, and then, or they have to pay for what the pharmacy pays, right, to reimburse the pharmacy for it, because the pharmacy's not going to buy it if they're going to take a loss. Okay, if a pharmacy is buying these pills at $60 a pop, and insurance is only going to pay them $10 a pop, they need to get the 50 plus some. If not, they're going to stop carrying it. So insurance companies will say, well, look, there is no way we're going to pay you $50-$60 a pill. No way. We'd rather use the money for diabetics or cholesterol medication. Nobody is going to leave us for not paying for someone's Viagra. And that's the other thing, too. All these insurance companies were kind of on the same page. As soon as one insurance company said, oh, yeah, we got you covered, we'll cover it, then everybody else has to jump on the bandwagon. So as far as I'm concerned, Viagra, as I've said this over and over and over again, this has been what a lifesaver. Anytime a man is now coming in for Viagra, the medical provider should say, look, can your heart handle it? And they'll say, yeah, I've been having sex, I work out. Okay, good, good, good. Okay, so most medical providers will go, all right, well, let's make sure your heart can handle it. But I go one step further. I go, why are you having issues to begin with? All right, you're only 40. You're only 50. Okay? You should still be able to get an erection. Why are you having it? What exactly is the issue? Well, I get one, it just doesn't last as long. Okay, that tells me one thing. Or it won't even start. So then I go, well, what is it? Is it a mental thing? Do you have depression? Are you not sleeping well? You know, is it your partner? Are you feeling forced into it? Is it that, you know, you have sleep apnea? You know, what is it? Like, no, I'm great. I really want to have sex. I got a new girlfriend and, you know, I'm not married and she's exciting and she turns me on and it doesn't matter how turned on I am, I'm not getting blood flow. And when a man tells me that, my eyes go from above the waist right to his heart. And I go, let's table the whole erectile dysfunction issue. If you're not having blood flow down there, then you're not having blood flow up here. And then I immediately check their heart. And I can't tell you how life-saving. We owe Viagra a huge debt of gratitude because this drug, which is why I'm not giving them too hard a time with the price, it's because this drug has brought so many men in who never came in to get their hearts checked. And now they got their heart. Now we're like, wait a second, you have triple vessel disease or you have a clogged artery or this is some serious stuff. Once we fix, you know, and it might have originally started as, well, doctors didn't want to get sued. They didn't want to have somebody having a heart attack during sex. So they checked the heart to make sure the heart was healthy. But I took it and many others took it to another step. If you got a problem down there, then you got a problem up here. Let's make sure you don't. And then we could go ahead and treat the erectile dysfunction. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.